Good morning. It's good to be with you and take part in this communion together. As we come to this communion time, it's good for us to pause and reflect on our own heart and our relationship with God. It's important too, before we come to remember Jesus in this way, to ask God's forgiveness for any unforgiven sin. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 27, the Apostle Paul says, "So then, whoever eats the bread and drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and blood of the Lord." Paul is teaching us that we should approach communion in a way that is honouring to God, in a way that recognises our brothers and sisters that we share it with. That's something for us to think about. Communion is also a time to celebrate. We can celebrate our restored relationship with God, because without Jesus' death on the cross for our sins, we were condemned in sin. When we give our lives to Jesus, we are set free. In the words of the song written by Michael Crist, "It's your blood that cleanses me. It's your blood that gives me life. It's your blood that took my place in redeeming sacrifice. Washes me whiter than the snow, than the snow. My Jesus, God's precious sacrifice. It's your blood that cleanses me. It's your blood that gives me life. It's your blood that took my place in redeeming sacrifice. Washes me whiter than the snow, my Jesus, God's precious sacrifice." We thank Jesus for his grace that gives us freedom and life. Let us give thanks for the bread. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to remember your precious sacrifice, Jesus, on the cross for our sins. We thank you for the bread that you took on that Last Supper. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. From 1 Corinthians 11, 23 to 24, Paul says, "For I have received from the Lord what I also passed on to you." The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Let us now give thanks for the cup. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your cleansing blood through Jesus Christ. Thank you that Jesus' blood does cleanse us and washes us whiter than snow. Thank you for this cup. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. From 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 25. "In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me.'" Jesus, it's your blood that cleanses me. Your blood that gives me life. It's your blood that took my place in redeeming sacrifice. It washes me whiter than snow. Jesus, you are God's precious sacrifice. Amen. Thank you for joining me in communion this week, and have a good week.